and everything else. And if you can't get real close, doesn't matter. Get as close as you can get, or approximate. See, Graham could even, right now, you know, find a wall corner that was, you know, a wood or a stucco, whatever that wall was, and actually, you know, do that now. And you probably would even notice doing that, you know, at home, that you would notice that there is some, like, when you touch it, it's like it's uncharacteristically sensitive, like I'm hardly touching this. Well, you just do it again until the re-stimulation stops.
So the guy that did his kneecap, did he wait till he got home from the emergency room?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got to the emergency room. Yeah, yeah. But then he just went right back and got a saw and did it. So I mean it's and I've done it personally. I've done it. Lots of people have done it. But you know, I mean, I've just used it really successfully and seen miracles with it.
Wow.
And it's just real simply called a contact assist. And you're just going back, and you are as close as possible, duplicating the circumstances of where the injury or the pain occurred. And you just take the force out of it, or the sharpness out of it, or whatever it is. But even with a knife, you cut yourself with a knife, you want to literally take that knife, and you want to be touching right exactly where you cut, the same angle, the same everything else.
Yikes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, and
it
is.
Response.
And
so
it is yikes, because that's what you're thinking. It's like, oh my gosh, no, not a way. But what this does is it forgives.
That's
the fear.
It.
Oh.
Yeah. It's forgiveness through association. You know, coming back into the circumstance and learning to be at peace with it.
Yeah.
It's real, real powerful. So it's good. That's good. So.
Does it work with little fingers when they fall down?
Totally. Absolutely does. Yeah. And sometimes, by the way, what I'll do with little kids, I mean, because they're not, well, but they don't understand, so they don't want to do that, and it scares them and stuff. But whether it was hurt here, is it more here or more there? So I'm actually doing, this is what's called a touch assist, okay? And the touch assist is that you actually are touching the area that is sensitive. You're not duplicating the action. It's not the contact assist, but touch assist. But, and I said, well, here, well, how is it over here? Well, how's this spot over here? Is that all? Oh, this, so how's it, oh, that, oh, it hurts there, okay. You know?
Which also gives them something else to think about.
That's exactly right.
Question.
Yeah. So you're shifting the focus. You're getting them not to be afraid of the pain.
Yeah.
You're getting them to actually come back and communicate with that area of the body that's been hurt. So again, instead of pulling away and withdrawing from it.
Oh,
and
boy.
Kids are pretty fast and pretty good anyway, but that's what you need to do. And it's like, so how did that happen, Sean? Where did you hit? Right on that? I mean, like, just like that?
Mm.
You know? And they'll show you, you know, because then again, they're involved in something else, and mostly kids move right on. So, but they hang on with little bits.
Wow.
So those are really powerful, and they came out of that beloved cult of Scientology. It's one of the pieces of their technology that I actually really have loved. They actually have a lot of neat things. They just have, you know, a weird way of going about doing things. But at any rate, that's where that came from, and it's really, really powerful.
Mm.
Yeah. So, okay.
Mm.
So now I promised you a few more fun things. So if you want to do something fun, I don't know if you can get them anymore. These colors, by the way, these are not the best colors in the world, but they are specifically from the Lucier Color Test.
Yeah.
There's a book called the Lucier Color Test. It's way back in the 70s or 80s. You can get them used, but you have to make sure they still have the colors in them, okay? And they usually, by the way, come in. These were actually ones that somebody did up for a bunch of us, that they went and color matched them and then printed them off. And these are probably a 95% match, and plenty close enough. But usually they come in a little like 1x3 or 4 strip, you know, and they're inside the book and you tear out the strips and stuff. The way the Lucier color test, it falls in the category of what I call cheap parlor tricks, which are really fun. And what you do is you put the colors in order of your first preference, and then the one you like the best after that, and one you like the best after that, and one you like the best after that. And then the whole book is about telling you about what the order that you put them in tells you about your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm.
So they did a lot of, I mean, there was tons and tons of research that was done that went into this whole Luscher color test thing. Well, out of that research, there came a couple other pieces. The qualities of the colors themselves were very heavily researched. So in your, it'll be in your big book, so don't worry about it right now, in the big manual, there's a page that will tell you a little something, and by the way, I just cut it out and put it on the back of the cards here, okay? So I have the cards and the colors together. But it tells you a little about what's going on in your life. No, it's in the big book. It's not in your...
I think...
No, it's not.
Really?
Did I put it in there?
I thought I was reading about those colors.
Oh, you know what? It is in there because it's on this list.
Yeah.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
here
you.
Here it is. It's like where the hands are.
Oh!
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And so just know it's not any, not just any blue or any orange or any green or any yellow, but you can probably, by the way, still find in a used bookstore or go on Amazon, just make sure it has the colors in it. They're fun to have around. So who have I not done something with today who'd like to know something more? Anyway, come on up. Yeah.
I love
colors.
Yay.
I know. You are very colorful today.
So, so the deal is that do you have, by the way, a goal or a focus or anything like that?
A goal or a focus. Different personality disorders.
All right.
That's what I was asking about.
So
like
you'd
if
like to keep them
or
yeah, yeah.
No, I get angry. Like if somebody hurts me accidentally or pinches me, I'm angry.
Ah.
And I don't know why.
Okay.
Or yelling or.
Yeah, so a reactive pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And so how would you rather respond?
Calmly.
Calmly.
I immediately yell or get very angry.
Okay.
And I always am shocked by that, but yeah.
So what you'd like is you'd like some kind of a response that's not reactive, that's
yeah.
just kind of, oh, interesting, and more kind of seeing it for what it is,
yeah.
which is a minor irritation but not
yeah.
a big deal.
Irritated
okay.
but not upset, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm not making a goal out of this, but I am making a goal out of it. I'm just kind of talking around it and stuff. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this gives us something fun to play with. Who knows if it'll do anything? But I'm going to just take the colors, I'm going to hold it up, and I'm going to muscle test it on the color. That one needs a little help. That one's okay. Sometimes, by the way, it turns out to be the color people are wearing that they need, and they've just instinctively done something for themselves. That's been good. Okay. So I did these colors. Now, the yellow one had some stress on it. So what you have in your paper there, I don't know which part, is this cause and suggestion? Let me see your page there.
On the back side.
So this gives you some of the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the back side gives
mm-hmm.
you the...
Oh, cause and suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah. So the emotions is wanting to feel more uninhibited, more expansive, more hopeful. Volatility. So there is volatility going on, related to change, seeking for the new, want it easier, want redemption, want liberation.
Yeah.
Okay? So the cause, according to the yellow here, and by the way, you never, you know, make a big deal out of it, but the cause, because of present difficulties, you doubt the future outcome. Disappointment is interfering with a positive outlook. Now, does that have anything to do with the issue you talked about? Like knowing it's going to be a certain way and you're tired of trying to change it and all kinds of... Yeah, okay. So that actually fits some.
Yeah.
Okay, that's always nice. The suggestion... And by the way, I did project a little and you don't want to do that, okay? So I was just adding a little kibitz, but the point is, does that make any sense? Does that relate in any way to you? I don't know, you know. The suggestion, because sometimes the cause relates and the suggestion doesn't. Sometimes the cause doesn't relate and the suggestion does. Sometimes neither relates, but some of the emotions relate, okay? Stop any wishful thinking or forced demands for a specific outcome. False expectations will lead to disappointment. Drop all illusions which seem to make life more comfortable, and become more free to recognize the possibilities that life will bring. free yourself to choose, decide, and to act. Okay? So, all I do is I read it, she gets to do what she wants to do with it, and then we do eye rotations with the color. Okay? So what we're doing now is we're using this color, which is actually the healing color for whatever imbalances got triggered when she looked at it. Okay? And we're using this to clear, and we check all eye positions. And then I always like to do a little figure eight eye position as well. When you do the figure eight, you always come up in the center, like the infinity sign, but it's always up in the middle there. Okay? Alright. And then you look at that again, and you test again, and it tests strong. Okay, and by the way, I could have gotten an emotional, all kinds of stuff, but this has emotional stuff on it. So I don't know what good that is. You can look at it for a couple minutes, see if there's something you want to write down. Oh, you got it in your book too, but you might want to make a note or two.
Okay.
Also, I don't give those cards away because that way you don't have any cards left to do it with the next person. But you see, that's a fairly close color of yellow. And I might ask her, do you have anything in your life that's that color yellow? Do you have anything that's that color?
Yeah.
Any clothes? Any? Do you have a piece of paper that's that color? Nothing.
But right when you called it up, this was the first color I got back. I'm usually always going to green.
Yeah.
Because it's my favorite color.
Uh-huh.
And this was the one that said that right when you went back.
So while it's hard to do, you know, kind of in a void, what I'll tell you is that you can go home or go anywhere and get a piece of paper that's sort of that color. Okay? I mean, go to Rite Aid and get kids' drawing paper. You'll find one that's sort of that color. And whatever color yellow it is that resonates with you will be close enough to do that. And so I often recommend that people, if they say, oh, yeah, my favorite sweater is that color. Great, wear that sweater for a while. Okay? Or, you know, I have this picture that has that color. Well, good, look at that. Every time you go by, just look at that and remind yourself of some of the positive emotions or whatever. Or get a piece of paper and just put it on your desk. Or tape it on your wall. Or take a little swatch of paper and you know, put it someplace on your mirror. So what this does, it helps you kind of get in touch with the healing power of the color itself. And the whole cause and effect and the emotions have those all come out of the Lusher research that they went through in putting all this stuff together, but it, you know, those colors actually help with that. So we just took that information and put it together with this, and it's
cool,
fun.
Wow. Yeah, it's really
Graham.
Fun.
In the book, it's called Conflict Resolution with Lusher Colors.
Thank you.
And in this list, there's something that says conflict resolution.
It's what it's supposed to be.
So I
called it the wrong thing because I forget, and if I had remembered, by the way, I could have asked her some better questions, because it really is about conflict resolution. And although, by the way, you notice there was a little conflict in her issue as well. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, so we could play it. But it'd be nice to remember that, so thank you, Graham.
I was just looking at my list. Oh, gotcha.
And it is actually called conflict resolution.
Somewhere, huh?
And I don't know if it's on the chart or not. I don't remember anymore.
There's a Lusher balance under emotional 5A.
There we go.
That's where it is.
Yeah.
Okay, emotional 5A.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a color balance for 5A and a Lusher balance for 5C.
Okay. So it'd be the Lusher balance that you want, because it's the Lusher colors specifically. But it's all close enough, and anything in there would work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so when there is conflict, and you guys are each going to get a chance to do this now. So when there is any conflict, then this may give you an insight either into what's underneath it or what you can do about it. Okay.
So in what sense do you mean conflict?
Conflict. It means, are you having an issue with anybody? So it's like, I don't get along with somebody. Are you having some conflict of your own emotional responses? You know, on one hand I want that, on one hand I want that. You know, this isn't working out, I'm unhappy about this. You know, those are all conflicts. So it can be an internal conflict, or it can be an external conflict.
So if we had set the goal back at the beginning of the balancing, we do whatever, and then at some point this comes up, like you already have the goal from back then, would you want to say, like, you know, what ways do you feel conflicted about this in yourself or are the people involved? So you would you just hash out the goal that you already have sort of in that term?
No.
Or would you just go ahead and do the colors?
No, it's much better to have them identify a conflict. And I wouldn't necessarily tie it back directly to the goal because it could be anything in their mind. So,
but it might just automatically be related to their goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Say name of conflict.
But you can just say, so is there any way that you feel conflicted within yourself or with other people or with things that are going on, any conflict you're experiencing in your life? And that would bring it up much, much better. Get an emotion on it and then do the colors, even though they have emotions and they have words and stuff.
So like it'd be a conflict like with my sister and I, you know, just in terms of communication, like we're just totally like.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's all you'd need to.
Yeah,
identify.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, and by the way, her card is perfect for that. See, read what it says in your card. You know, it's like cause is.
Because of present difficulty, you doubt the future outcome, disappointment, and interfering with the positive outcome.
Uh huh. And then the suggestion is.
Stop any wishful thinking or forced demands for a specific outcome. False expectations will lead to disappointment. Stop all illusions, which seems to make life more comfortable, and become more free to recognize the possibilities life will bring. Free yourself to choose, decide, and act.
So even just using her card for your issue, I mean, that probably gives you some insight about something you could do. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I only have two sets of these here. But we'll use them and take turns and just get a color. And all you're going to do is you're going to find out, you know, identify a conflict, so do that, okay? Get a color, read what's on the back of it, and then do your eye rotations. And again, a couple times around each direction and then some figure eights with them and you're good.
You weren't doing this one, the eye rotations.
No, and you could, but it doesn't matter. What I'm really doing now is I'm actually, like, infusing this color in all parts of the brain.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So it's not really a stress release. We're actually letting something in here. And you could do stress release on it, too, but it's really just as easy to do it. I mean, just effective to do it straight up. All right, so one set. Let's see, you have... Okay, I've seen the... They're upside down. That makes them harder to see the colors. Okay. All right. So you guys take those. Let me see if I have one more step while you do that. Go for it.
You do threes and threes.
Actually, you can do it threes and just try to take turns.
I could do my brother, but I'd rather do...
Only five colors?
Yep.
Okay. How come there's no... What, is that violet?
That's above it there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they say it has conflict of priorities.
Girlfriend.
Like my physical health that takes time away from my creative.
So you don't know what to do first?
No.
You like the way I go in there?
No, I appreciate that. No, it's kind of like I have these goals out here, but I can't get to them because I'm so busy doing this other stuff that I feel like I have to do.
Welcome, our lovely assistant.
Taking away from where I feel I really need to be.
Okay, do it.
So I don't know if that's how to do that.
That's good, and it doesn't make any difference. You don't have to. You don't have to articulate. She's in the middle of it already.
Okay.
So
I
didn't hit
it with expansiveness. Hopeful volatility.
Hold for me. Okay.
Change. Seeking for the new.
Hold.
Ease.
Hold.
Redemption and liberation.
Pause.
So, because of present difficulties, you doubt the future outcome.
That's it.
Keep
going.
Oh,
okay.
Interfering with a positive outcome.
Hold the call for you.
Suggestion.
Stop
any wishful thinking or forced demands for a specific outcome. False expectations will lead to disappointment.
I know. That's my. I knew that color.
So keep going.
Just do them all. Okay.
Yeah, there may be a couple, and you do priorities.
Got it.
And you act.
Keep it up. Okay.
Did you say anything or
no, that one?
No,
you don't.
Or you, or you can remember
the word.
Unintimidating
expansiveness. And you have to turn the conversation.
Hopeful volatility.
Oh, is that all?
Hopeful volatility is
a
priority.
So then you read it first and then do it. She reads it.
Do we do two of them or we do figure out which is more important?
So what do you do? Your priority.
Oh, with these two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
So, priority mode.
You have anything?
I got you here.
This color?
Okay.
Anywhere?
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Priority mode.
Stop drinking water.
That's probably not good.
I do. I have some purple.
Which was weakest?
Then
what you do is you then come back, check it. It should be clear. Then just check this one. It may be clear. If it's not, then you do this the same process with this one. But usually the priority one will clear the other one.
Clear all of them.
Okay.
So, orange.
Excitement, activity, vital force, intensity of living, fullness of experience, will to win, powerful strength, active power, conquest, urge to achieve results. Cause. There is a disturbance.
I guess we never retested this the first time anyway.
Yeah.
That the attention
okay.
and effort put forth have not yielded the desired results.
Sounds pretty like exactly suggestion.
I didn't already.
When satisfaction or desired results are not instead of overcommitting yourself, stay more detached and independent. Let it develop. Let it happen. Let it be what it is. Yeah, I keep telling myself to inner listen and just do what I'm told to do. But every time I inner listen, it's creative. I have to do the other stuff, so I'm not.
Okay. Mutually exclusive things from the same person.
Like a circle, you just go around a few times, right?
Well, it's sort of a impossible anyway.
Okay. So with your head.
Oh, am I? Sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm just playing with it. That's all right. I like to play. Okay. That would be eight.
Oh!
There you go.
Okay.
I think when you just have like one hand off there, it's easier to just sort
it's
of
out.
You're testing left handed instead of right handed, so it's not your.
Oh, if you want this hand, you can always just grab whichever hand I want.
I'm good.
So it's more violet.
Violet, yeah, that's what it says. It's not clean. None of them are clean.
No, you're perfect.
There isn't a red.
Yeah, I really need to learn those.
Good.
Okay, do you want to try candy?
Transcendent.
Do you? You can do me. Sure.
Identification, sensitive, and intimacy.
That's good. Yes, I knew she was going to put the one that I wanted.
Understanding.
I have a piece of paper that color, and I crave looking at it.
There's
just an issue for me.
Resonance, sensitivity, and joining, a feeling of not being on the same.
Here, I'll hold. I'll see the assistant.
Okay, suggestion. When there is a lack of coming together, you must get in tune with the other and feel their emotion and desire in order to understand them more clearly. You must also have the courage to openly express your own feelings and desires. If no mutual understanding comes from this, you should respect yourself and the other and each go your own way.
So then,
Thank you.
limited expansiveness, hopeful volatility, change, speaking for your news, redemption, liberation. Yeah, that all feels like what the issues are. It's like I want to
of experience, the will priority mode is the middle in here.
Sort of that color. I'll look at that every once in a while. I'll do my own eye rotations. I'll do whatever. But dig around. I mean, for all I know, you can still get a used book on Amazon, you know, that has the colors in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have
the
book.
Gets
to Amazon first.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah.
You
already did.
Did someone on Hay House write a book about colors?
Probably.
I don't know
if that's related to this or not. There are all kinds of things with colors. I mean, there are a lot of different color balances and you know, in terms of the meridians, if you go back to that five element emotions chart, there's colors for each of the elements as well.
Mm.
And looking at those colors will actually help balance the elements. Either the meridians that are in that element. So if the earth element's out of balance, stomach or spleen, just working with the color green, any color green, is going to help bring that back into balance.
Would this line up with the elements, these colors? Does it have representation? No.
These are funny colors because of the research that went into this. They're very, very specific to bring out exactly the characteristics to touch into the emotions and all of that Lusher was looking for. So they did a lot of research on the exact shade of color. So the name of the color isn't worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going into the Glidden paint store, you know. It's sort of like, I want a red. Well, yes. Yeah, there'll be a few more. So, okay. The other one, because it's semi-related, and I don't have the full description of it, but it is kind of fun. In your big book, you actually have a page with these shapes on them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're called Centic shapes. And
spell it.
Centic, S-C-E-N-T-I-C, and I don't know why. Okay? What these shapes do is it is like a Rorschach, you know, ink blot test or something like that. It actually triggers some emotional response inside of us. And these shapes actually were matched up, and I don't remember the exact history of it, so you'll forgive me for that. But they are matched up with the primary categories of the behavioral barometer.
Hmm.
So,
is this the name of the balancing centric shape?
Yeah. I think it's called centric shapes. Yes, you'll find it in there. So this, for instance, this shape right here, if there's stress on that means there's an imbalance in the left brain. It's a subconscious blockage. And our goal is to learn oneness. Now, the other nice thing is, back in the old days, you know, we used to play with gems and other kinds of, you know, magic things. So the stone, the healing stone for this, is amethyst. So the amethyst essence facilitates the choice to move from fear of loss into assurance through increased self-attunement. And you do this, by the way, the same clearing, eye rotations with it, and there are a lot of other ways you can do it as well. And you go through these guys in order. So this is midline. They're numbered.
Okay, these
don't
have an order.
No, those don't have an order. And so midline subconscious blockage, the goal is to learn awareness, and it's the stone aquamarine. When extrasensory attunement suffers due to subconscious hostility, the aquamarine diffuses the blockage to release conscious appreciation of and interest in what can be perceived beyond the five senses. I won't read them all for you, but you've got pictures of them, you've got the information on your book, and this is the right brain. You have left brain, midbrain, right brain, and then it goes into oneness and separation, you know, at peace, and the stone is lapis. And then it goes into attunement and difference. Okay? Oh, we'll get this one for Lacey. Yeah. We did a balancing for my daughter, and everything that came up with emotions was all in attunement and difference on the barometer. Just always came back to attunement and difference. So, okay, and this is equality, grief, and guilt. Feeling conquered. Okay. Actually, attunement and difference was feeling rigid. It's rigidity. This is assurance, fear of loss, and it's feeling disappointed.
So these all have the double positive and limiting.
Yeah.
association.
Yep.
But you treat them as if the shape is a positive thing because you still look at it while you do the eye rotations.
Right, right. Because if the shape's going to heal that area, that particular area of the barometer and that part of our brain function there. Okay?
I really like this.
Okay. So what it's telling you on the back is then what it's healing and what you're probably experiencing.
Yeah. You're probably experiencing in this one feeling trapped. And it's in the enthusiasm hostility area, and the rose quartz is when resentment wounds consciousness. Rose quartz rebalances and restores a sense of being needed.
Huh.
Interesting.
Trapped and being needed.
Yeah. And I think that's the other side of feeling trapped, by the way. And this one is about sexuality. It's in the realm of choice and no choice. And 10, this is about being expectant, acceptance, antagonism.
It's like a nose on its side.
So is it the one you're attracted to or the one that's...
It's the one that's stressful.
Yeah.
I'm not muscle testing you guys, I'm just showing it to you, okay? But we do it the same way we did the colors. Find out which one is stressful.
Oh, I get it.
Read the stuff on the back.
Yeah.
And probably, by the way, there's some probably something that says conflict resolution, you know, that gives you some clue what the focus is really supposed to be. You know, but it always, I mean, for me, if it comes up in the balancing, I just pull out the cards and I do them, okay? This is anger, and it's the willing anger.
Sorry, did you say you would be in a conflict with this also?
No, I'm just saying there might be something, that might, when you find the direction for it in the big book, it might tell you there's something like we found, you know, you reminded me, this the other one's about conflict, this might be about something specific.
Okay.
But this
or
really
is
just related to the goal.
Okay.
And what this does, and this one is interest resentment, and I think that's all of them. Yeah.
Probably
so,
bound for
what is rigidity? Attunement and difference. Yeah, I'll show you the cards since I'm reading it. And it's moonstone. This essence calms and quiets the deep, uncared for, and unacceptable to self feelings that cut us off from our inner and outer worlds. So it's stuck in unacceptable to self feelings.
Or you get the essence similar to the flower essence.
Right, exactly. And so some of these are available in essence, or you could use the stone. They're gem essences is what they are.
Can you do the two categories on the first one, on the very first card?
First card, you bet.
I wrote down imbalance in left brain, but I didn't write
it. It's subconscious blockage. There's not two categories. It's a subconscious blockage.
Yeah.
And the goal is to learn oneness. And this is the midline, which is subconscious blockage. You need to learn awareness. And then this is the right brain, which is subconscious blockage, which you need to learn to use. Isn't that interesting? Emerald. Through its harmonizing influence, the emerald essence serves to increase acceptance, a sense of worth, and openness in present and future time. So, they're just interesting little pieces, and all of this stuff, and what you can do, by the way, is make a copy of that page out of the big book, cut them out, put them on your own cards, copy the words on the back, tape them on the back, and you've got your own set of cards here.
Did you figure out, Graham, how it's listed in the...
Centic shapes, I think, is what it will...
Emotional 13 and a half.
Oh, so it's under emotional. Good. Okay.
Yeah, see if it shows up there.
Centic
shapes
is on page 86, yeah.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Where did you get that?
Oh,
is it out of the big book?
It's out of the big book.
It's in the big book, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm kind of calling it the big book.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to bring those out because they're another one of those fun little toys.
Yeah.
And they have surprising little jewels. And I like this one because it was really designed and researched specifically around the behavioral barometer. There's a whole lot of work done around that behavioral barometer. Okay? And so this is just really nice. And what I find is that this actually helps to unclog, again, if you have emotions that are stuck in particular areas, it tends to unclog those. And I always start not by looking at the area where I have my stuck emotions. I start by, you know, looking at the cards, and you find out what's stressed, and you read it, and you notice that, and you do the eye rotations and all of that. But it tends to free up those chunks that get us stuck.
We started the color with a conflict. Did we start this
color
with a...
That's what I said. There might be something that it says so in the book there, but I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't...
Yeah,
mainly if it comes up, I just do it, and it's in relationship to the goal.
Right.
So there might be some, you know, way to start it out. That's where I confused you guys by saying there might be, but I have no clue.
Does centic mean something, or is that just like the guy who developed?
You know, I don't actually remember that either. You could look up the word to see if it really is a real word. Yeah. But I have a feeling it's probably made up. Yeah. And I know it has the emotions
yeah,
in the body. So, yeah. Okay, so that's enough toys for today. Yeah. And again, you can make your own cards and play with those. And those are easy, you know. I mean, so you can add those onto your list anytime you want to add them onto your list because, you know, those are real easy to do. You don't need any special skill or knowledge to do that. And as soon as you get yourself a Lucia color book, you can add that on because that's also fun to do. Great. So leftovers from today. Yes.
Oh, I was just doing, what did you call
emotional
it?
Emotional stress relief.
Contact assist.
Contact assist.
I hit my head on the car door yesterday.
So, by the way, you go back and do a contact assist on the car door.
I realize you'll bang my head into it.
We could get carried away with it, I know. So, any leftovers that are distillable into questions or clarification? How's that? I know I've left you with plenty of leftovers.
Call order there.
Yeah.
I think they might emerge in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to remind you guys, please do come the next two Wednesdays. And review, practice things, come with your questions, see who knows the answers. There are some pieces. So Janet, for instance, missed, and Jody missed age recession. So go over that next time, because it didn't actually come out on the tape either. That's when the thing stopped itself or did whatever it did. And you know, last week we also did sabotage programs and I think a few other things like that. So kind of look through the stuff, look through the list. We've done most of the things on the basic list except for the other category, which I'm going to do with you because those are kind of fun things and a little different stuff. I'll do those the weeks that I'm back. Almost everything else, in fact, everything else we've done, except we haven't spent a lot of specific time on the hypothalamic recess. We'll do that when we do diet and weight. But everything else we've done. So if you look down this list and say, God, I don't have a clue what this is,
yeah,
you know, look at your book. If it still doesn't ring a bell, then make a note and bring those notes together. And then I'm going to suggest you guys start reviewing the things that the most people have on their list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea.
And or work with somebody who either also wants to work it out with you, or somebody says, I know that, you work with me, and somebody else, you know, can work with somebody else that needs to know something else, and then you can trade off. Yeah, Graham.
Just another suggestion, maybe if people want to bring the big manuals, in case
yeah.
you want to play with the finger modes and just, like, poke into some of the stuff that we haven't done and see how that works, we can
That's
do that.
Good.
And then those of us with tables, maybe we could bring them, too.
Yeah.
Just so we can practice anything. We can
yeah, 14 muscle centering.
Extra health stuff.
Yeah.
Or we
right.
can just do all this regular stuff just lying down if we get tired of standing up and holding the arm
Good.
Out there.
Right.
So if we three bring it, we'll have plenty
sure.
for sure.
Okay, yeah, because there's one
yeah,
that
yeah,
lives
okay.
here, and then if you
and,
guys
and
brought
I can
your.
Bring one, and then at least one or both of yours.
Yeah, that's
well,
great.
I can't come next week.
Okay.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I knew it was coming oh, close, so I want to
yeah.
check. That's what I have to.
It'll
do.
Be on
okay.
Tuesday, so.
All right.
Thank you for having me. It's been
you bet.
Classes.
Thank you for being here.
For coming.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
How do we get all scary? Huh?
Is it permanent?
We'll be back for the other classes.
Mm-mm.
Is it
moving?
Permanent?
Yeah, she's moving.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Back home.
It's indefinite. We'll see.
Yeah.
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 I want to
wow.
go to school and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
That's where Lila is.
Yeah.
Hawaii? She
says hello to
She's on Kauai
oh.
now.
Oh, she's there now.
She's there
got,
now.
Doesn't she have family on the Big Island, too? And Kauai?
Yeah, but I think
yeah.
she's on
Kauai
right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's neat. So thank you. And you know that we're still connected, and you know you're welcome to tune into the review tapes anytime you want, and all of that. But I'm excited for you. Because I know it's the next step, and you never know where the next step takes you, but it's the next step.
I know.
You know, it's like, great,
nice
we know the next
one.
Step. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. So, am I holding everything in circuit? You know, right. Great, let's dump this circuit and go on and get something here. So that's good.
Anxiety, but it's definitely exciting.
Good. So thank you for remembering us and remembering that. I want you to have a good time this afternoon, by the way. That'll be good fun for you. And Jody, I think, will be back next week, so she'll be reviewing. And then,
is there anybody else who's missing today that we can? I could get their emails off of while you're thinking to send them a reminder.
Jody's the only one. Yeah.
I can make sure she just gets a reminder.
Okay.
She'll be mm-hmm.
Where
good.
Is that email then?
Anything
email
I sent
you.
Has all our
addresses
on it.
Just at the top.
Yeah, at the top.
Oh, okay.
I do regular top. Yeah. But anyway, so I left them open to you guys that have each other's email addresses. That'll be good. So and then 2 weeks I'm going to be gone, and then the last Wednesday in May. And the first Wednesday in June, I'll be here with you guys, and we'll cover the things that are on the other list there and review any other things that came up. And then you'll know everything. No.
Then, no enough. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, please do remember, I'm really dumping lots and lots of stuff, and not the most organized way, but we're getting it. And really the deal is find one thing. Do it well, then add one thing, do it well, and then add one thing, and it'll build.
Yeah,
there's no rush on it. Any one of these things could clear anything, okay? And so this is just to say there's a lot more fun things to do. So when you get bored with what you're doing, or if you get enticed or interested, then open it up and pull out something new, okay? Yeah. All right. So blessings.
Thank you guys very much.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Oh,
and
you're going on a cruise.
We leave on Monday morning. We're going up to Alaska for 11 days. So, my mom's wish for us for about the last 6 years, actually, and she had what? How long was it? I guess just 2 years ago. Yeah. But she kept saying go, and we couldn't quite put it together. Anyway, so this year there was just an opportunity that came up, and Betty Lou said, you know what? I think we could actually do this. All right, let's do it. So we're gonna go up to Alaska, and that'll be fun.
I think the gray whales with their babies are still going up.
Good.
Really?
All right.
Good enough for them.
Good enough for me. Yeah. Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much, Robert.
And we got most of today.